Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I know it's a cliche statement, but laughter is the best medicine. But to that end, you can join your WAMC family at the Capitol Steps, who really make politics a laughing matter. November 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Egg in Albany. And it's your way, with a $150 pledge for two tickets, to help us take time off the on-air drive in our lockbox at WAMC.org.
Well, that's right, David. Many of these tickets are gone, but there are some left, and we'd love to have everybody there because it's when we all get together and we celebrate and we do laugh and it's fun and WAMC crowd is together. And what's much more important, David, of course, is that we save a radio station. I talked to a critic yesterday who is always with us, and I said to him, the number one thing is keeping this radio station going. And he said, Alan, you're absolutely right. It is so important to all of us.
There's no better way to do that than at WAMC.org. Thank you for whatever you can do. Alan, the Supreme Court Justice's detractors, this is Neil Gorsuch,
yes,
see his recent speeches raising questions of independence. You've talked about this for a long time.
Yeah, well, look, these guys come under tremendous review. When a president picks a Supreme Court justice, he or she, whatever happens, knows what they're doing. They look at their history of decisions, and in this case, they came up with somebody who they believe is going to be theirs for a long time. He's a young man. Mitch McConnell, among all of the despicable things that he's done, deprived a sitting president of the United States with lots of time from even getting consideration for a wonderful judge. And so Gorsuch is there. He stood up before the Congress, said he would be independent. It doesn't look that way. And based on the speeches that he's been giving, it certainly doesn't look that way. There's no surprise there.
The Trump administration, of course, yesterday unveiled the most sweeping changes to the federal tax code in decades, outlining a framework that would cut individual and corporate taxes, eliminate widely used exemptions and deductions, and tilt the U.S. closer to the type of tax system embraced by other industrialized nations. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo in New York calls it a death blow for the state.
It would be a death blow because right now we are allowed to deduct state and local taxes. Now, when that happens, the blue states like New York make out better than the people who don't have major state taxes. I live in Massachusetts, sometimes called Taxachusetts. I work in New York State, where I'm also taxed. And those taxes, by being able to deduct them, you basically defray much of the onus that you have on you. So he's right. It would be a terrible blow to the blue states. And of course, Trump is no dope. He knows it. This is, I'll get even with you if you're going to vote the wrong way against me, blue states. And he's doing that. The two remaining deductions, of course, there would be real tax revolution if he didn't allow them to go through, are gifts to not-for-profits, charitable giving, and your ability to deduct taxes for your mortgage on your home. So those are two that'll stay. Everything else goes. There's a shell game going on as to whether or not the people at the top would get a tax deduction. I'm going to make a prediction. Ready? They will. If they weren't going to lower taxes on the very rich, we'd hear about that. But no such thing is happening. And then there's always the question, David, about how we're going to pay for this. And now they're resorting to the same old, that the way we're going to pay for this is we're going to increase the way in which people spend, and that will pay for it. Nonsense.
A new Q poll, Alan, finds that President Trump is not fit to serve as president. American voters say 56% to 42%.
Well, 42 is actually high. We're not asking whether you like him. We're asking whether he's fit to serve. 42% of Americans think he is fit. There are many people who do not, and they are adamant that this is the worst thing that has ever happened to this country, even if more people voted for the opponent, Hillary Clinton. So it's not surprising, but still, this huge number of people who think he's not, quote, fit to be president.
And finally, we see Hugh Hefner, 91 years old, publisher of Playboy magazine, and an interesting article in the Washington Post this morning, really kind of crediting him for going after the puritanical moral code of this country.
There's no doubt about it. Now, many people didn't care for the guy. They thought that having multiple sexual partners was not good. Nevertheless, you are so right. He did put a stop to the kind of 1950s puritanical approach to human sexuality that we have in this country. And for that, I suppose he should be remembered.